Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
From Psalm 113, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time on and forever, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised. The name of the Lord. That phrase is found throughout the Bible. It is common to writings on theology and songs sung through the ages. The name of the Lord is mysterious, glorious, awesome, terrifying, and comforting all at the same time. The phrase first appears in Genesis chapter 4. After Cain killed Abel, Adam and Eve had another son named Seth. And a son was born to Seth, and he named him Enosh. Then it says, people began to call upon the name of the Lord. Genesis 12 records another significant event. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him and called upon the name of the Lord. It continues all the way through the law, the Psalms, and the prophets. Joel 2:32 says, and it will come about that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. On the day of Pentecost, Peter quotes that line in his sermon, claiming that Jesus fulfilled that prophecy. In Paul's thesis, the book of Romans, he quotes the same line right after saying, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So what exactly is the name of the Lord? The first four words in the Bible are, in the beginning, God. The word for God there is Elohim. Elohim, because of the context, refers to his being the creator. It is plural, which refers to the triune nature of the Godhead. As I often point out, first mention is crucial to understanding any word, topic, or doctrine in the Bible. All other names of God must be understood in the context of Elohim. Elohim is the uncreated creator. Elohim is infinite, yet personal. Elohim is perfect and complete, lacking nothing. There are names that flow out of the perfect Elohim. El, which means the strong one. El Elyon, which means most high. El Roy, God who sees. El Olam, the everlasting one. El Shaddai, God Almighty. It is easy to see why we would call on any of these names when we are in need. When I feel weak, I need the strong one. When I am down, I need most high. When I am lost, I need the one who sees. When I feel pressured by time, I need the everlasting one. And when I feel powerless, I need the Almighty. Now, religion is very fond of the name Jehovah. It means Lord. The very religious like to pronounce it Yahweh. The very, very religious refuse to pronounce it at all. And then there are all of those expressions of Jehovah that gained renewed interest during the charismatic renewal. They are not different names of the Lord, as some would suggest. They are Jehovah with prepositional phrases or descriptions of Jehovah, but they are all Jehovah. And here are a list of them. Jehovah Elohim, the Lord God. Jehovah Hosinu, the Lord our Maker. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. This one was most annoying for me at times because I sat through services and people singing songs and jumping up and down, singing Jehovah Jireh, He's my provider, celebrating the notion that God is here to provide whatever I want. The phrase actually occurs when Abraham is taking Isaac up Mount Moriah, and Isaac is wondering where the lamb for the sacrifice was. Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb. God will provide what he wants, not what I want. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. God not only heals us of physical and emotional diseases and wounds suffered in the course of life or inflicted by ourselves or others, he heals all of our diseases. Do you know the case of the first healing in the Bible? When God took a rib from Adam's side to make Eve, he closed up the flesh at that place. The first healing was not a result of injury suffered from attack or accident. It was a healing of God's own design. It was an act of beauty. It was an act of compassion. It was an act of perfection. It was an act of love. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. This is a statement to the world about who we identify with. Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies. The deepest mystery, the most profound miracle, is that a holy God could become man in order to make unholy man become holy like himself. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace. The Bible says that we were enemies with God. It says we were alienated from each other. It says there is a war going on in our own person between the flesh and the spirit. It also promises that we can have peace through Jesus Christ. Jehovah Tzabaoth, the Lord of hosts, specifically heavenly hosts, he commands an angelic army that is fierce and powerful. When Jesus was betrayed and arrested, he said, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and my sheep know my voice, and they follow me." Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord is our righteousness. As that great hymn, The Solid Rock, proclaims, "When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne." Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is there. There is nowhere you can go that he cannot find you. There is nowhere you can go that he cannot be found. Jehovah Makkeh, the Lord who shall smite thee. Hebrews says, "My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are punished by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he punishes every son whom he accepts." There are times when the Father smites us for our own good. Jehovah Molah, the Lord of recompenses. One of the hardest lessons in the Christian walk is found in Romans 12:19. "Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." There are three more Jehovah variations that are related. Jehovah Elohika, the Lord thy God. Jehovah Elohai, the Lord my God. And Jehovah Elohinu, the Lord our God. These wonderful expressions mean that all of the majestic representations of Jehovah are true for you, for me, for us. In Genesis 15, Abraham addresses the Lord as Adonai. It means master. It implies ownership and authority. It is essential to our relationship with the Lord to understand that He is the master and we are His servants. When God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, Moses asked him what name he should say sent him. And God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you shall say to the sons of Israel. I am has sent me to you." If you ask God for his ID, if you ask him for a resume, his answer is, "I am. I always have been. I always will be." This is reflected in many of his nicknames. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, first and last, Ancient of Days. Perhaps his most revered name is I Am. This is why the Jews were furious when Jesus said, "Before Abraham was, I am." He said it with a purpose. They were constantly questioning Jesus about his identity. He gave the same answer that God gave Moses, "I am." The God who appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who appeared to Moses and the prophets, was awesome, powerful, and intimidating. When Moses met God on the mountain, they had to clear it off. Get everyone off the mountain. Get the men, women, and children, even the animals, off the mountain. Then Jesus showed up. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus brought a new revelation of God. He said things like, "Glorify your Father who is in heaven. Prove to be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Seek reward from your Father who is in heaven. Your Father who sees what is done will reward you. Your Father knows what you need. Our Father who art in heaven, your heavenly Father will forgive you. You are more important to your heavenly Father than anything. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. Your Father in heaven will give good things to his children." How astounding this must have been. How challenging this must have been. How liberating this must have been. Jesus came to show us the Father and his heart. Paul takes it even a step further when he says, "We cry out, Abba, Father." In our world, the word would be Daddy. Yes, he is mysterious. Yes, he is awesome. Yes, he is powerful. Yes, he is supernatural. Yes, he is eternal. And yes, he is our Daddy. The Lord is known by many names, but there is one name above all other names. Philippians 2 says, "God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen." There is one more scenario that is yet to take place. In John's revelation, he describes this: "Behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. His name is called the Word of God, and on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time on and forever, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.